Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss that video of the woman performing on stage and she pisses on somebody's face or something. We also take a stance on The Penny, we talk about Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello breaking up, we give our House of Gucci reviews, and we determine our tongue transplant rules. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. I find that having dogs, all I do is sing to them. All I do is sing to them. I think they don't know if I'm a bad singer, but I feel like talking to plants, certainly dogs like to be sang to.
Don't dogs have like a tough time hearing shrill shit?
Oh, I'm all, "I don't want to wait for our lives to be over." Willie likes that song.
He likes your version or Paula's version?
"Waking up in morning light, see a little breath or light."
Is this what you've moved on to from Dido's White Flag?
Oh, last night I tried to play White Flag, and at the same time Hudson was feeding the dogs, and he was all like, "Sit on the blue," which is what we tell them to, like, go sit on the blue carpet while they wait for the food to get served. And my Google Home was all, "Now listen up to the story.
I was
about
gonna say
a little story about a little blue world." And I said, "You know what? I guess we're listening to it. This is your fault, and we're gonna have to listen to the whole thing."
That was my question. I was literally gonna say, "Did it go all blue? Bada daba dee daba die?"
It did. It did.
Not blue by Leanne Rimes.
I don't know that one.
Did you know Gangnam Style was gonna be 10 years old next year?
I don't care.
Does that make you feel old?
No. Everyone who freaks out about how time passes, time has always passed like this. So, like, why are you gagging? She passes the same way every time.
She,
Another conversation we were having about time was that, like, okay, so say there's celestial beings that are, like, humongous.
Yeah.
I'm talking big block letters in space style, huge.
Yeah.
Bigger than you can conceive.
Like, and Eternals by Marvel.
I didn't catch it, but sure. And so they're like, maybe their length of life is different, probably much longer. And so would they experience time in a different way? I don't think so. I think we would experience time in the same way. And I the conversation popped up because we were talking about, like, okay, if a fly has one day to live, do you think it's like, it realizes, like, and appreciates that one day differently than we appreciate one day?
Does it really only have a day?
I don't know. Maybe. if I'm around, you know what I'm saying? Because I eat flies.
Because you eat flies?
Why'd we both go there?
Because you love eating flies. Well, here's my best friend. He eats flies.
Did you ever see The Fly?
No.
Jeff Goldblum.
I believe I can fly.
Disturbing.
Oh, wait. That song's problematic now.
Yes, it is. She's out. Avita's in. And one day you're in, and the next day you're out.
Yeah. You know who's out this week?
Go on. Oh, gosh. Careful.
Have you ever heard of Sophia Yarista? I don't know if it's Yarista. How would you pronounce U-R-I-S-T-A?
U-R-I-S-T-A.
It's like a urine barista.
A piss baby. Professional. Professional piss baby is a urine barista, I believe.
Well, let me tell you, Sophia Yarista, I don't know who this person is, but I saw it on Twitter. Sophia Yarista apologizes for peeing on a fan's face during a performance.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the video.
Hey, well, you saw the video? I didn't see the video.
Oh, I saw
the video. I didn't want to be on that list.
And my mind was in Disturbia. It was...
I have to read her statement. What she put on Instagram.
She said something along the lines of like, in the heat of the passion of the performance, I always push the boundaries and I think I pushed too far. She pushed. Watch the video.
I don't know if I want to. Is it like when Gaga like puked or whatever?
Okay, well, first of all, that was art. Art pop. Your art pop could mean anything. Suddenly the Koons is me. She just peed on a guy's face while he was laying down.
Why was he laying down at a concert?
I don't know.
Tired? Very sleepy?
We've been there.
Sleepy. Did he get up on stage?
Yes.
He climbed up on stage, laid down. She got over him, squatted, and pissed?
Yes.
Okay, then what did he think was going to happen?
Yeah, there were a lot of points in between the idea, conception, and the execution where... either party could have backed out of it. So I don't feel too bad for him because like obviously he knew what he was doing.
Splish splash.
Yeah,
baby. I was taking a bath all upon a Saturday night.
A Yarista. You know, I was when I worked at the coffee shop in high school, I was the first guy barista that ever worked there.
Did they give you an award for it?
Representation in media, you know.
You were the first guy and the first gay guy.
Yeah. And the first gay guy named Tyler.
What? The first gay guy named Tyler with terrible vision?
Yeah. And a snaggle.
And yes. A tattoo.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
My favorite thing to do when I worked there was to write the trivia questions up on the board. And then when somebody would be all waiting for the drink, I'd be like, you think you know it? What do you think it is?
Did they get a prize?
No.
You didn't get a prize?
No.
A stamp?
No.
Would you wink at them, blow them a little kiss? Would you pee on their face if they got it right?
I would do all of the above. I would. No, but they, because like people would cheat and you can always tell when somebody like Googled it.
They would Google it?
Yes.
While standing there?
Yes. I'm like, was it worth it to get the trivia question right at Big B Coffee?
Did you have those tip jars where it was all cats or dogs, or it was all very
no,
this or that?
No, that shit's new, I think. That's some...
And they're all, put your dollar here if you like Sophia Yarista.
If you want to get pissed on, put a dollar in. No, I think those are... Those, I think, became popular via social media. Thank you.
I think I would like it if they turned those tip jars into the like, am I the asshole? You haven't seen those?
Okay, go on.
It's like where people ask a question and they're like, I think it's popular on Reddit. I don't know. I don't Reddit. But it's they like ask a question and it's like usually like a dispute between friends or roommates and they're like, am I the asshole?
So you want people to stand there right there and read a whole story?
Yeah, what else are you going to do? It takes a long time to get coffee, no?
No. I'm all...
Oh, do you still enjoy an iced red eye?
Yeah, sure.
My brother ordered My brother ordered it the hard way at Starbucks, and then he was all, well, they're just dumb because I would just order an iced red eye, but they don't know that that's what it's called. And I said, Tyler says it all the time, and he always gets what he wants.
Daddy always does.
I was like, I guess You're getting bad luck with your Sophia Euristas.
Some people are first day at the job, and I'm always supportive. And when somebody's like, it's my first day, I'm sorry. I'm like, oh my God, how exciting for you. Take all the time.
I went to like a home goods store, and I don't even remember what I was buying, in this a mirror or something. And this poor woman just really couldn't figure out the register. And she was so stressed that I was going to be mad and like frustrated. And I just kept telling her, oh, girl, no, take your time. Figure it out. I got nowhere to be. And she just really appreciated me.
Well,
she said, thank you.
Have you ever had
a nightmare
first day at the job?
I don't know if I've had a nightmare first day at the job, but I've had nightmare customers all the time.
All day, every day.
I worked at a bank, baby. All they do is
bank, baby. Did you have a boss bank, baby?
Spinoff from Boss Baby, Bank Baby?
I don't think I would watch a bank teller. Like
a movie?
About a baby bank teller?
Yes.
No.
He really likes to like open the roll of pennies.
Ew. You know who smells like a roll of pennies?
Oh, a lot of people.
Yeah. Your grandma. Yeah. Hey.
Pennies were the worst coin to roll. Let me just
They need to get rid of pennies.
We can't just get rid of the penny.
Yes, they can.
What are we gonna do with the penny if we get rid of the penny?
Melt them down.
And then make them what?
Bring me all the pennies. Melt them all down. Make a statue.
What was that? What was that Christmas song? Or maybe it was a Thanksgiving song, and it was all, if you haven't got a penny, a half penny will do.
Who said that? Penny? Who said that? Because trust me, if you go to a bank, ask the bank baby teller. If you bring half of any currency in, they won't take it. Half a penny will not do.
No, you have to have at least 3/4 of the bill.
Yeah, so what did I just say about the half?
Well, true.
I didn't mean to raise my voice. I'm sorry. No, I saw a John Green or maybe Hank Green or something Vlog Brothers video about how they need to get rid of the penny. How it costs more to create and distribute and update and whatever the penny or whatever, you know, all that shenanigans, than it does to like than it's worth to have in circulation.
I went to Dolores Park over the weekend, and we were because you know how they always have all the people selling drinks and weed and mushrooms and stuff at the park. And one of my friends was like, oh, I don't have cash. And I said, oh, baby, who do you think's taking cash at the park?
Oh, no.
They're
no,
all
no.
doing Venmo and shit.
Venmo changed.
Nobody's asking for exact change.
Venmo changed everybody's lives. People don't want to talk about it.
Is it true?
What?
I heard that now their Venmo's going to go the way PayPal goes. Now they're going to like ding you for using it.
Oh, I think they may already do that, don't they? I don't know.
No.
Ding you.
They're going to like take a little off the top or like pay taxes or something. And I'm like, listen, I'm just splitting a dinner bill three ways.
You know what I think about sometimes when at a establishment and you're paying and you're inserting your card and it's like, would you like to round up for the children? You know, yeah. I read that, and this could be completely false because who knows? It's the businesses, they're just creating a write-off for themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, I think about that all the time.
I think, you know what? I will be doing the good in the world, but not it's via like, you.
Right.
CVS.
We're giving them our money to make a charitable donation so that they can write it off when they're already a $1 million company.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Oh my God, wait. I had this.
What, Corey? I'm on the edge of my seat.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I would love to know.
I had Sophia Yurista's tweet still pulled up to read it. And then suddenly I must have hit the keyboard and it went down. And sure enough, here's the video.
Yeah. Splitter splatter. Put a splat in the chat if you see this.
I've never peed that much in my entire life. I don't know how she's doing it on stage.
I don't know the mechanics also, of a woman peeing. I really don't. I like, haven't really witnessed it firsthand. Or like also, I haven't looked up and felt it, the stream.
He's just laying there. Like if he didn't want that, he would have gotten up.
Yeah, he's a piss baby.
It looks pretty clear, though. I mean, she must be hydrated.
Thank God. So is there a perfect amount of liquid you can drink where, because, you know, like some of the liquid you drink, you sweat out or like, you know, whatever, that a perfect amount of liquid you can drink where you would not ever pee? Because is pee coming out as like, here's the rest of it that you didn't need? Or what's the deal about any of that? Get somebody science on the line.
Hank Green.
I think we should.
Tell us about peeing.
I think we could figure it out.
You know what makes me mad? This is what I think about when I'm stoned.
Okay.
And like I get up and I get a snack or something. And then I think, well, Lord knows I'm going to have to pee in an hour. I wish I could just pee now while I'm up.
Yeah, well, that's why you need...
Why is my bladder got to be full before I can pee? Why can't I pee at like a quarter full? Because I'm up.
You can't?
I'm by the bathroom.
You can't just go and be like, well, I know I'm going to have to pee, so I can just like trick my brain into thinking like, it's pee time.
No. When I have to go to like the doctors, I have to like chug water all day so that I know I'll be able to pee for them later. I can't just pee on cue.
I can. Not to brag. But if I gotta go, I can make
your
it happen.
Your body ain't right.
I'm sorry that I have control over my bladder, over my earlobes. I can contract the muscles that you don't.
You have to like, you can just get up and pee at like a quarter full. You're like, well, I'm up and about. Might as well.
Your connection was lost, but you're still going on about pee?
I was still going off. About the pee. Did you bring any topics to discuss today?
Yes, I did. Do you want
me to?
Can
we hear them?
Okay.
Wait, so do I look different on the camera today?
Yeah, I have to. I was going to say, you're looking crystal clear.
Of my computer.
Yeah, you look incredible.
I got a ring light because I was tired of doing Zoom meetings in the dark.
She's rich. We get it. She's got a mullet. Well, she went to the city. She's gay. She's rich.
Well,
I was going to say, hey, in 2 days, it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, Thea, Thanksgiving.
Thea, how do you think Thea's doing? Thea never got pardoned. We ate the bitch.
Do you remember anything about that Thea Thanksgiving episode?
No, baby.
The kids love it.
We have been doing the podcast for, 6 years? You think I remember last week's episode?
More than seven plus.
I don't... Seven plus.
Well, all I remember about the Thea Thanksgiving episode. I know it occurred in the full screen era. I know that there was a moment where we went back and forth and told a story together.
Oh, we were yes-anding about the origin of Thanksgiving.
Yes, it was.
Well, the origin of Thanksgiving, I think it's been pretty established. Thea. She was there. She was the first turkey at Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's who Thea was?
I think. I think she kind of crashed the party.
Is it all like, guess who's coming to dinner?
Thea. It was, no, she kind of rounded the corner Drag Race style and gave an opening line. She said, it's time to give thanks. Cluck, cluck.
Did she cluck you up? Do turkeys don't cluck.
I saw some turkey slander on my timeline today. Somebody said, we need to be serious. The amount of work we have to do to make turkey taste good, it's not a good meat. I didn't agree. I was like, okay, well, don't bring your trauma into my taste buds. I love turkey.
You know what I say, bitch. Ain't no way to prove that what everyone's taste buds are the same.
Is that what you say? You just go you around saying it.
I walk around and
you know what like, I say.
People are like, that's gross. You like, what do I get shamed for eating?
Olives.
Grape. People are all, you like grape? Mother, fetch the purple cream, mother. And I'm all, yes, I like grape, but I don't know what your taste buds taste like for grape.
I just kind of feel like.
Should we do a tongue transplant? Ooh. Let's do a face-off tongue transplant.
Where you're going to love my tongue. You are going to love my tongue.
Do you? What's that thing called? A geographic tongue? Do you
have that? I think my stepmom has that.
What are those about?
I think my stepmom has it. It's like a crackly, like, Google image search it.
Well, you know. Oh, you know what you're going to love about my tongue?
What?
The big veins underneath it.
Oh, I don't like it. Do
yeah,
I have them?
Everyone's? Everyone's? No, yours are very little. Everyone freaks out about my big old veins under my tongue.
You know what?
We must have discussed this on the podcast.
I find when people are like anti-vein, it's like, well, how else do you want things to get around in there? Sorry.
It's like a up and down.
You want things to just kind of slosh around? They need... So life is a highway. Veins are your blood's highway.
Life is a highway. But don't listen to the Rascal Flatts version of that song. It's Terry Blay.
Why?
From one of the Cars.
You want the Kid Rock version?
Kid Rock doesn't sing Life is a Highway. Oh, no. Where did you go? There you are.
I lost you.
Another week.
What did you say?
Did Kid Rock? I said, did Kid Rock really have a session? A what?
I have no clue. A remix? A cover? I don't think so, and I don't know.
No. Rascal Flatts.
I didn't
catch it. I guess we have lots of questions for John and for Hank Green on his TikTok this week. Which way does the blood go?
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I'm not done talking about Thanksgiving, Corey. What are your plans for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, let's go. Hanging out with you.
Hell yeah. Yep, it's true.
Is that a surprise reveal?
Well, it's not really. Maybe sometimes. So we have a Patreon exclusive monthly hangout sesh for certain
live stream
levels of the Patreon. So it's going to be, I think maybe we should do that together.
Okay. And bring Brenda.
Brenda can come. I'm traveling with Brenda and I'm traveling with the dogs. So like it's going to be a full Thanksgiving family hangout sesh. So if you want to come hang out with us, be sure to sign up at patreon.com/psychobabble. You can also find exclusive merch and bonus episodes and other things for different tiers. But yeah, I think since it's going to be the first time we're able to do it together, it should be
oh my
moment.
God, I can't believe I can't believe the first time we're going to do it together. Is going to be on film.
Some guy at the gym was like, I like your tattoo, about the tattoo we have together. And I was like, thanks, I got it with my bestie. And he goes, is your bestie gay? I was like, oh. I said, yes. He goes, oh, and you guys have not even done it? You guys haven't ever fooled around? I was like, okay, I don't even know who this
done
man
it.
Is.
He what, was like, done what?
He's like, it? It's pretty rare to find a gay friend that you've not fooled around with. I said, okay.
I have a lot of gay friends I haven't fooled around with.
Well, he hasn't, whoever that man was.
Wow. Done it. Have you guys not done it? You should have been like, what? Gone on the Amazing Race?
Yeah, we've done it. So?
Yeah, we've done it twice. Grow up.
Well, Corey, is there anything else you want to discuss?
Wait, yeah, I had a list here. Where did my list go?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I have two more bullet points. Mm-hmm. You think we can get through them in 9 minutes?
Is it Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello breaking up?
That's my third bullet point. I had three bullet points. That was the surprise one.
So what's the truth? Because everyone, I know there's a button on your phones that's like rewind 15 seconds. Let's see what Corey just said about having two bullets. I wish I had two bullets. You know what I'm saying? Well, no. I don't. You know, I'm a pacifist.
What do you want to talk about? I'll give you three choices.
Two magic bullets.
Oh, shit.
I could make two smoothies at once.
I have a magic bullet blender, I think.
Oh, have we talked about my Vitamix yet?
Yes, we have. It was on last week's list, and I crossed it off, and it's
well,
done.
I lost you.
Well, we're still talking perfectly in sync.
Here we are. Okay, sorry.
So what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about Sean and Camilla, House of Gucci, or Chrissy Teigen?
Okay, first let's talk Sean and Camilla. My stance is,
that's
who cares?
It.
Relationships
end.
They
said they're still going to be friends. Cool.
Okay, great. That's wonderful. I hope they are, and
good
I hope they
them.
Both grow, and I hope these relationships have prepared them to better facilitate meaningful connection in the next relationships. Go on, go forth.
The best thing I saw in regards to this was there was a person on Twitter named Camila Mendes, but that's just their name. And that person was like, this was years ago. They were like, I'm so tired of people thinking I'm a Sean and Camila Stan account when this is just my name. And so after they broke up, somebody tweeted that tweet from her 3 years ago. And they were like, thinking about Camila today.
I wonder where she is. She's probably
celebrating. She gets her life back. Hell yeah.
Good for her.
She gets to just be herself again.
I was mostly annoyed to all of the gays. I mean, you know what I'm about to say. All of the gays who were just like, finally, he can come out. Like, the behavior is bullying behavior. The behavior that gays do toward Shawn Mendes and other... anybody that they perceive to be a little bit feminine and or seeming gay, do you not realize that your harassment after... Sean has clearly stated how he self-identifies and has clearly said that all of it makes him uncomfortable. Your behavior is bully behavior, and you continuing to do it for like 10 likes on Twitter doesn't make you funny, doesn't make the joke original. It just makes you seem like the bullies that you seem to denounce in high school. Like you're no better than. Thank you.
And also, it's like, shouldn't we want more straight men to be like in touch with their like emotional side or feminine side or act how he acts? I don't know. It's just I agree with you. I knew
it's boring. It's boring. You're not funny. You're not clever. It is low hanging fruit for retweets, and the people that retweet it are just as boring. So that's how I feel about that.
Well, if you're bored, you're boring.
Thank you.
Okay, so now what do you want to hear? My opinions on House of Gucci?
Sure.
So there I was. Oh my God, and this is going to be just before the movie even comes out. So shit, I got to see an advanced screening. I had no idea what House of Gucci was about other than I knew it was about the people involved in Gucci, but I don't pay attention to fashion, so I had no idea, like, any of the storyline at all. So that was
I knew nothing going into it. Yeah,
that was like a roller coaster. Like that part was fun to be a part of. I thought like the acting was pretty good all around. I thought like Al Pacino was great. I didn't love the accents by a lot of the people, but that's because I don't know. I couldn't get out of my head thinking.
You're like, because that's because I hate people that are not like me. Italians.
No, I just mean that I don't think the accents were greatly like portrayed, but it was also like weird to watch them speak in English with Italian accents the whole time when you know in real yes. life they would have just been speaking Italian.
I agree with that. I agree.
That was distracting for me. And then the icing on the cake.
Say what you need to say about Jared Leto.
I didn't even know that was Jared Leto until the movie was over.
Yes, you did.
I thought, no, I didn't. I didn't like, you think I watched the trailer or anything? All I saw was like, she kept hitting a coffee cup. I didn't watch the trailer. I just saw what the gays were like retweeting and stuff. I wasn't going to like seek out seeing the movie or pay my own money to do so.
If you see Gucci.
But I was like, cool, here we are. Jared Leto's character, I just didn't think the prosthetics were great.
Oop.
Or like the makeup.
There were no prosthetics, Corey. This is just like on Drag Race when Michelle Visage was like, that prosthetic on your nose.
And it was their nose.
And it was their nose. There were prosthetics, I think.
But did that woman also have a prosthetic or was that her nose?
Who?
The one he leaves Gaga for.
I don't know. I don't know.
I need to Google it.
I forgot the plot.
Anyways, and then I thought Jared Leto's character was just so like different than the rest of them, but not in a good way. It was like distracting, and it was like he was like a character from Goldmember.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he was definitely doing some like
gold. It went a little gold member for me.
I liked it because I think it added some variety to the experience in like comedy and lightheartedness. And I thought it actually, he did a good job of making a character that you like pity because like it, he has dreams, but like nobody believes in him. And like you see the motives for why he does what he does. Anyway, I thought it was a good transformation.
I felt like it felt like a character from a different movie walked into this movie.
Sure. Yeah, I get that.
And I thought, what are you doing here, sir?
But
I would say I liked more of it than I disliked. So there we go.
Would you agree that it was way too long?
Yeah, it felt long.
My main concern.
And then the end was what I wanted to know the most about, and it rushed right through it.
About like what happened to everyone afterward?
I feel like I'm spoiling it, but I'm probably not. I feel like I was in a very small group of people who actually had no idea that this was a plot about like a murder.
I don't think a lot of people know. I think people know there's like lies, murder, mischief, etc.
Well,
but like scandal.
What I really cared about was the 2 years after the murder and like how they would have caught her.
Don't and say like, that. Just, you just spoiled it. Like, wait, delete what Corey right just, delete
it.
What Corey
no,
just
don't
said. Put a bleep.
It.
Put a bleep. Okay. Can we put a bleep because Corey just spoiled it and this is a spoil-free zone.
My friends that I went to the movie with said they knew the whole thing. They knew that it was
about
a murder.
You know what? Be liberal with the bleep budget. We got a lot of bleep budget. So just kind of anytime Corey's talking and it doesn't sound like anything good, just bleep it. We'll just act like he said something scandalous. Corey, say something.
Bleep.
Oh, you can't bleep a bleep. Try me, bitch.
It's Thanksgiving. You can bleep a bleep.
Hey, my one topic I wanted to discuss was the types of people at your high school bar when you go home the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. The experience of going to the bar before Thanksgiving.
I haven't done that in years.
Because it's going viral on TikTok of this, like, I'll send you the link. It's
send
like
it to me.
All of these, like, tragic experiences, all
archetypes
that you would see at your local hometown bar. Like, the more I think about it, I need to send it to you. I hope y'all are safe. This, you know what? I think the day before Thanksgiving is the most drunk driving accidents
I
every
right.
year. So I hope all y'all...
Way to end on a sober note.
I hope all y'all call an Uber. There's no excuse anymore. People, I mean, there was never an excuse, but there's really, like, it could not be easier to get home.
Well, not every hometown has Uber, dude. My hometown doesn't have Uber.
No?
Not that that should be your excuse to drink and drive, but...
Well, bitch, figure it out. We all have cell phones now.
Walk?
Sure.
It's not that far to walk.
I don't know where people live. Sleep there. You know
Bring
what?
Bring a sleeping bag to the bar.
Lay down on stage. You never know what you'll get a mouthful of.
Hey.
Is there anything else we wanted to talk about?
I can't believe it. Should we save Chrissy Teigen for next week?
Sure, we always do.
Well, I'll put it at the top of the list.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. We're thankful for you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll see you in the Discord. And Corey, where can people find ya?
You can find me being a piss baby.
Okay, Jesus. You can find me at Corey's house for Thanksgiving, family Thanksgiving dinner. My mom was like, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? I said, you know what? I'll be in San Francisco.
I'll get the manicotti recipe from her.
Will you really? What do you want to... Should I cook something?
We should probably cook. We'll have to sidebar about a menu afterward.
Okay.
Is it too late for us to order a turkey?
I don't know. I don't know how any of that works. You know I'm a vegetarian now. Ish.
You ate meat the last time we were together.
I gotta say, every day's a cheat day, and I am a flexitarian, and I am trying my best.
Bitch, do you think when we do our tongue transplant that... I'll get to be eating meat or no?
I don't know. We'll discuss this. My lawyer will talk to your lawyer.
Perfect. I'll talk to Lisa.
Okay.
And I just wanted to make sure she got a shout out of this episode. Hey, Lisa.
Okay. That's all. Have a good life. Bye.
Bye.